Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you once again as we start a new series entitled Faithful Over a Few. Our scripture reference will be coming from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. And for the sake of time, we won't read all those verses. We will do an expository on that. So let's start. The very first passage starts with a traveler traveling to a far country and gives his servant some goods and then leaves and will one day return to reckon with those servants. This traveler is no doubt Jesus Christ. He has given us his goods to be stewards over them. And if you understand the word of a steward doesn't own anything, but he basically watches his master's possession. One thing to note, folks, is that we don't own anything. It's not ours. Everything that we have is the Lord. Once we get that in perspective, we can start functioning in the way a steward functions. You know, Jesus tells us that we are bought with the price. We are no more our own, and that we have been bought with that precious blood of Jesus Christ. So God wants us to act accordingly. The next thing we want you to understand is that he distributed these talents according to wisdom. We see that there was three stewards in this parable. One he gave five, the other he gave two, and then the other he gave one. You might ask, why didn't he give all three of these the same? Well, God knows us, and he gave us exactly what we can handle. I tell you, I think that's good news, because the Lord will not put more on us than we can handle. So if he gave you a certain portion, he expects you to handle that portion that you have been given, because God knows you. He said he created man, so he knows what's in man. So God is sovereign as he distributed these talents. The next thing is God expects a return on the talents that he has given us. You know, what did he tell Adam and Eve in the garden in Genesis 1:8? He says, be fruitful and multiply. Whatever God gives us, he wants us to multiply it. The next thing, it says, to whomsoever much is given, much is required. When God has given us a blessing, whatever it is, a gift, whatever it is, he expects us to multiply it. He expects us to use it for the edification of the church. So, what is the main idea of this text? Is that these servants were given a talent. Two of them took the talent and doubled it. And the one took the talent and hid it in the ground. Are you hiding the talent or the gift that God has given you? If so, we pray that you think about that and see what God's word says about the talent. He wants you to multiply those talents and use it for his glory. Now, as we continue next time, we'll pick this back up about God holding us accountable for the gift that he has given you. So until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.